Back to 154 then, please.
154, authorize a contract with Nivu Nan Associates for design and construction administration services for the Ventura Park play area improvements and lieu installation for a total not to exceed amount of $120,000.
Oh, thanks for being here earlier, Marianne Kasson. Let me introduce this. On September 9th, 2015, City Council unanimously accepted the Park Supplement Report to the Citywide Americans with Disabilities Act Transition Plan. The Park Supplement to the Transition Plan includes an assessment of 260 facilities owned, managed, or programmed by Portland Parks and Recreation and identified 20,355 barriers in these facilities. So quite a long list, which I seem to remember is costing over $17 million, but we're going to plug away at it bit by bit. The design and construction work identified in this contract will further the city's equity goals by mitigating access barriers and improving safety at Ventura Park in the East Portland neighborhood of Hazelwood. The improvements will include making the parking area, main path of travel, and play area more accessible for all the visitors. And additionally, the proposed Portland Loo will achieve goals presented in the parks in the 2014 Parks Replacement Bond to provide safe, clean, and accessible restrooms in parks that are currently served only by temporary facilities, those being particularly in East Portland. Bond Program Manager Marianne Kasson is here to give us another of her delightful presentations.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and members of the Council. Just a quick reminder for the viewing audience, I know you know this, but the framing guideline for this contract is that it's part of our replacement bond program and that consistently over the centuries, the voters have responded to our requests for funding for these kind of capital improvements, this one being particularly focused on replacement of critical needs. There were seven focus areas in that measure, and this one is concentrated in the playground category, in which we're promising to do 20 places that need playground replacements. Ventura Park, as Commissioner Fritsch mentioned, has really outdated play equipment. You can see our wonderful restroom facility there that will be much updated. We will also address accessibility. And last but not least, the bond program, like any other capital program in the city, has a commitment to art. And just like the bond measure 20 years ago, rather than doing a scattershot of teeny little art projects throughout, we've concentrated our efforts. And this is one of the chosen locations for a significant art piece. The artist is part of the team. For those not familiar with the location, this is a really important park. It's along Southeast Stark Street, highly visible, immediately adjacent to an elementary school, hundreds of households that aren't adequately served now, good public transportation access. And again, we are happy to say that our outreach efforts have resulted in good minority women and ESB utilization at 78% for this team. And significantly, the minority part is 64%. The list of items I'm going to be coming forward to with you is getting shorter. This one is on the horizon next month, but it doesn't mean we're not doing anything. We're 7 months into the program, and there are 27 projects underway. Fortunately, this procurement, getting this technical design services in place, we're coming to an end of that, and now we're really rolling, and our first construction contract is coming to you next week. Are there any questions?
Questions for Marianne.
I have one question, which is I'm noticing the same language in the draw and deliver checks payable. Do you need to make a change to that in yours as well?
Thank you. I had not.
Good spot. I move that we replace draw and deliver checks with pay.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call on the amendment.
Fritz.
This is just on the amendment. We will take testimony in a minute. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay. Again, we'll ask that language become standard in the contracts, not just in the Parks Bureau probably, but at least in the Parks Bureau going forward. Okay. Any other questions or suggestions? So let's then take anyone who wants to speak on this item. Come on up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Mayor Charles Hales, it's good to see you. It's always good to see you in the morning. Good morning, Commissioner Dan Saltzman, Commissioner Nick Fish, Commissioner Amanda Fritz, and Commissioner Steve Novick. It's always good to be around these tables. I came here to sit.
Put your name in the record, too.
Yeah. Just for the record, my name is Veronica Bernier, and I'm a graduate from Portland State in public health, but also school and park health. I claim to have worked in that area, and I have, actually. We're always looking at the parks. I do have some comments about that park, and in terms of availability and also workability as a solid park, it's beautiful. The vast riparian greenness of that park is lovely. The entrance to it could use a little help. I always wanted to, I love to say or quote Dr. Seymour Adler, good neighbors, good build good fences. He said that in 2003 at Portland State. And what I wanted to carry forth is that I would like to see some fences and parameters and borders brought in there along that street that goes into the park to kind of wall off the property there so that it's safe for the children and also safe off-leash, what do you call it, off-leash dog walking areas. The ingress there is so important to maintain for children and dogs and parents. And the point, the little matrix there that I wanted to bring forward is that I did watch about 50 kids go in there one day because I think it's fun to watch parents and people and dogs. And part of public health work is to see, look at the parks and the people in the schools. And I did see that in a race, the dogs come in first because they're fast. And so they deserve more off-leash dog walking area, you know, a little bit to the side of where the women and children come in. I just wanted to bring that point forward and also a few, you know, parameters and boundaries of short fences are okay, you know, 6 foot or whatever, might firm up that border and make it a little bit easier ingress into the lovely park space. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Crystal Elinsky. Thank you, commissioners. I'm going to represent 10,000 Maniacs again. And since I come here today, I've heard a lot of input on the parks. And I'd like to say that I'm concerned with the budget cuts on the parks. I think they're integral to our city. We have the second largest municipal park in the nation. And the first in the nation is where I came from originally in 1990, Phoenix, Arizona, which is completely surrounded by development since the last time I visited. It's very sad. It's called South Mountain. We have Forest Park and I would really like to see the city concentrate on parks. I've heard a lot of input from people in my neighborhood about this neighborhood. This is my new neighborhood, that it's not very accessible. I'm going to have to submit some written statements because I haven't been granted the authority to speak on their behalf, but we need to concentrate on housing for people. I've talked about this since 2006, and some of you know that, but considering houses that are built before 1918 is a bit of a misnomer. There are a lot of housing and parks built around the history of houses built at that time. For example, 72nd Avenue and the bicycle transit. Those houses were built in the 1940s tracts era, and they're very historical. I would like us to start expanding the concept of parks and accessibility to the city, to the historical buildings of our city as well. As far as deconstruction, if we're going to consider expanding the influx of our city. And I would like to really concentrate on that. So as long as the Parks Bureau is under the Commissioner Fritz, to please consider the livability of our communities in hand with the parks. 1918 seems to me to be a very arbitrary number as far as the way we've built our city. And I don't know if you get around as much as I do as a homeless person and as a person who's been moved around a lot because of the housing crisis in our city over the last 10 years. I've been very, very discouraged by the way we protect the historical value of our city. And that goes hand in hand with the park. So if I could place it in the hands of Amanda Fritz and help out with that, I would be privileged.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Crystal, can I ask you something? Do you have authorization from Natalie Merchant to represent 10,000 AM?
He's joking. Try to ignore him. Don't encourage him, please.
Don't encourage him.
Next time, we'll talk. I'm sure. Thank you for giving me the time that you did. I know that all of you offered me 10 minutes since the day I was kidnapped and tortured underneath the federal building. And Mayor Hales, I believe you're still holding true to your ability to meet with me, despite your staff turning me off on many occasions. You said that you would look into the fire hazards of the underground bunker of the federal building. Well, that was in 2013, and I understand this is your last year and you're not running again, so hopefully we can address that this year.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take a vote, please, on this contract.
Thank you to Marianne Kasson, the bond program manager, and Gary Datka, the project manager for this one. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hales.
Great park, great project. Thank you. Aye.